Newer almond varieties are being tested in different areas of the state by UC Tree Nut researchers to make sure they produce what growers expect. Many of these new varieties are self-fruitful, meaning less bees will be needed. There are also many other benefits. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. And surprisingly, some of these self-fruitful varieties have been around quite a long time. Luke Milleron is a UCANR Orchard Systems Farm Advisor serving Butte, Glenn, and Tehama counties. And he's part of these long-term studies on these new varieties.
Joe Connell tells me that in years past, some have come and gone that, you know, had some fatal flaws and never took off. So it's not a brand new concept. And of course, if you go to Europe, they've been planting self-fertiles for a long time. That's been their default, to plant self-fertiles. They don't have as much nonpareil based plantings like we do.
Milleron explains further.
I think it's for a number of reasons. Could just be the breeder that developed the variety. And there are certainly a lot of efficiencies to planting a self-fertile. You mentioned bees, but
also one variety, one pass harvesting.
One pass harvesting and one pass everything. You're not having to come back and do different spray timings for different timings of the varieties.
That's Luke Milleron, a UC Orchard Systems Advisor based in Northern California. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.